Scripture says that God our Savior desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. But what is the truth? And how do we gain that knowledge? The answer to these questions and more in today's edition of Faith with Father. Living Bread Radio presents Faith with Father, a program aimed at teaching today's culture the truth about the Catholic faith. And now here's your host, Tim Perry.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Faith with Father. I'm your host, Tim Perry, and with me today in studio is Father Greg Maturi, currently the pastor of St. Dominic's Parish in Youngstown. Welcome, Father.
Great to be here, Tim.
It's great to have you again. We're continuing our discussion from the UCAT, the Youth Catechism of the Catholic Church, about what we believe as Catholics, and we've been talking about liturgy. And let's talk about how important is Sunday liturgy, and how important is our Sunday obligation to go to Mass?
Yeah, our Sunday, good question. It's a very important point. Sunday liturgy is extremely important, and our obligation to go to Sunday Mass is very important. And one should only miss Sunday Mass for a very serious reason. There are sometimes we get sick and we're unable to come, or something happens beyond our control where we're not able to come, and then we are dispensed from our obligation. But assuming there's nothing barring us from coming, it's very important to come. And laziness should never be a reason for anything we do, let alone for what we do or don't do in the spiritual life. So Sunday Mass is very important. It is the Christian Sabbath. In the Jewish faith, Sabbath was the seventh day. In fact, the word Sabbath in Hebrew means seventh. That's where we get the English word sabbatical. Every 7 years, you get a sabbatical.
Mm-hmm.
But for the Christians, the Sabbath was Sunday. Why? Because, as we read in Sacred Scripture, Jesus rose on the first day of the week, which would be Sunday. And so Sunday is a celebration, a special celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In fact, UCAT talks about Sunday as a mini Easter. So every time we come to Mass, we celebrate the death of Jesus and his resurrection from the dead, the first day of the week. There's other symbolism too, the eighth day. In other words, creation was 7 days, and then there was recreation on the eighth day. So Sunday is like the eighth day, and that's why baptismal fonts used to have eight sides to it. And the number eight figures prominently in church architecture, precisely because it's a symbol of the day of resurrection, new life.
Father, isn't it true that we're still obliged to obey the Ten Commandments? And the third commandment, of course, is to keep holy the Lord's Day.
Absolutely. The Ten Commandments, though they are given to us in the Jewish faith, they are a Christian reality as well, because we talked about how our faith comes from the Jewish faith. In reality, Christianity is the Jewish faith with the Messiah having come. And so Christianity is what the Jewish faith looks like with the Messiah having come to save us. It's important then that the Sunday, that we go to Mass on Sunday, because the Ten Commandments talk about our need to honor the Sabbath, and it is the Sabbath, and so we need to keep the Ten Commandments.
I think another point to make is that if we miss Mass, it's still a mortal sin, and not that we have to focus so much on rules and regulations, but it's important to know that God thought enough of it to make it a commandment and to make it mandatory that we go. But again, as we talked about before, God isn't the one that benefits when we go to Mass and worship and praise Him. We're the ones that benefit. So it's still a mortal sin.
Yeah, as Jesus said in Sacred Scripture, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. And God instituted this as a law, first of all, because He knew if He didn't make it a law, we wouldn't do it. But it's for our benefit, because, only a slave works every day of the week. Free men get at least one day off. So it's freedom. So the Sabbath represents freedom. But it's not just freedom from work. It's freedom from everything that's disordered in this world, sin. So the Sunday has as its primary purpose to detach us from this world and its disorders, and so that we can go back into the world rightly ordered, and so enjoy the good things of this world rightly.
And we can't do that by ourselves.
Well, we can't do that without coming to Mass on Sunday and worshiping God. And not just, I mean, see, Sunday Mass is not about worshiping God any way we want to. It's about worshiping God the way God wants us to worship Him. God established Sunday. He gives us the liturgy. He gives us the public, official, divine worship, the liturgy, so that we will worship Him the way He wants us to worship. It's not just enough to worship God the way you and I want to worship Him. In order to worship Him rightly, we need to worship Him the way He does. He wants us to do it.
Boy, that's a great point. I hear a lot of family and friends, unfortunately, who don't go to church, give me the excuse, well, I worship God in my own way, or I pray every day, and they feel that that's sufficient. And that's a great point to bring up. In going to Mass, we're worshiping God the way that He taught the apostles to teach us and to hand down how we are to worship Him.
And so the reason we talk about missing Sunday Mass as a serious sin, not because you're breaking some church law, not because you're breaking the Ten Commandments. It's a serious sin because you're trying to do something not in accord with God's wisdom. And, you know, it's perfectly okay to worship God in many different ways. But God wants us once a week to worship according to the church's liturgy, namely the Mass.
And like we talked about previously, you can't get at home what you get at the Mass, especially all the prayers, the beautiful prayers, the Eucharistic prayers, and ultimately the body and blood of our Lord in the sacrament of the
Holy Eucharist. Of the reasons people don't feel motivated to go to Mass is laziness. And we have to overcome, inertia is something we have to fight all the time. One of the images of the spiritual life is walking up a down elevator. If you just stand still, you're going down. You have to fight it. We have to fight spiritual inertia, what's called sloth, the vice of sloth, and overcome that inertia. Yeah, we have to get out of bed. Yeah, we have to change our schedule. Yeah, we have to do something that maybe is not as fun as something else. And we have to go to Mass. But part of the reason, that's one possible reason people don't go to Mass. But another part of the reason, too, is that they have been deceived by the false thinking of the world that they don't really need God. And that is a problem. That is a serious spiritual problem. That if you don't think you need God, your mortal soul is in a precarious position, because that means you've been deceived, and that means you're standing still on that down escalator. So
that's a good point, Father. And again, I think there's a lot of us that are in that predicament, thinking we don't need God. And wouldn't you say that another reason would be ignorance? We just don't realize the benefits that we would get by going to Mass every Sunday, all the graces that are available that are more powerful than we can even imagine. We don't even have any idea what we receive and the love and the grace and the power that we get that we can take out into the world when we go to work Monday morning from going to Mass on Sunday.
Exactly. The transformation that occurs at Mass is real, though sometimes not immediately perceptible, but it's real. And if we go to Mass, I guarantee anybody, I'll pay anybody, I'll make a bet that if you go to Mass consistently for 1 year, every Sunday, you will see a change in your thinking, your feeling, your mindset, your life. You will see a change. Now, I encourage people to use their intelligence and their creativity. Let's say you go to Mass and you're bored, or you don't feel like you get anything out of it. Well, do something creative. Bring your Bible. Read along with the reading. Read it before you go to Mass. Read it while it's being read at Mass. Read it after Mass. Use your intelligence, use your creativity to figure out ways to make it more interesting. Go to a different church. From time to time. I encourage people to experience different liturgies. Like, you know, the Eastern liturgy is such a beautiful liturgy. So there are all kinds of ways that people can use their intelligence and their creativity to motivate themselves to observe that serious obligation we have to attend Mass on Sunday.
One of the best answers I ever heard from a priest when somebody said, "I just don't get anything out of Mass." The priest asked the person the question, "Well, what do you put into Mass? What are you putting into it in order that you can get something out of it?" It's not a spectator sport. You don't just sit there and observe. You know, we're there to say the prayers, to sing the songs. I know for myself, when I went to Sacred Heart and then Hoban, I was encouraged to go every day. And initially, I did it to get an A in religion. I make fun of that. I was in fourth and fifth grade, and that was important to me, to get A's. But as I grew older and matured, I realized the beauty and the wonder and the mysteries that I was experiencing. Like you said, I was being transformed and didn't even realize it. And to this day, as 57-year-old adult male, I still go every day. I love it because I love our Lord. And again, he's doing wonderful things for me and my loved ones that I couldn't get any other way.
Now, I would say that this is the grace of the charismatic renewal, for example. The grace of the charismatic renewal is to give us a deeper appreciation for the Mass and for the sacraments, and to help us to understand the necessity of that grace. So the Lord does put things in our lives to help us to understand the importance of the liturgy. And we simply need to look for how the Lord is leading us. Encourage your friends. Call your friend, get several people together. Go as a group. Get your friends together. Go as a group. You know, rather than just go as an individual, go. Or if you have a family, don't just go as your family. Have several families go together. Hey, call them up. Say, "Hey, I'm going to Mass. When are you going to Mass? Let's go, and let's go have lunch afterwards. Or let's have breakfast afterwards."
That's a great idea. My dad did that when they started Liturgy of the Hours, Holy Hours. They go as a group, and then afterwards they play cards and eat.
Then that's exactly what I mean by using our creativity and our intelligence so that we will be motivated to observe this very important obligation we have.
Okay, well said, Father. You've been listening to Father Greg Maturi as we go through the UCAT, the Youth Catechism of the Catholic Church. We've been talking about the importance of going to Mass every single Sunday. This has been Tim Perry, your host for Faith with Father on Living Bread Radio. Until next time, may God bless you and yours. Bye for now.
This has been Faith with Father, a production of Living Bread Radio in Canton, Ohio. For an audio archive of this program, log on to livingbreadradio.com and click on Faith with Father. If you have a question or comment about today's program, email us at askfather@livingbreadradio.com. And join us again next time for another edition of Faith with Father.